Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 3rd, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com, and we're doing our individual and group healing event for the month. We do this every month, and it's always powerful. In this event, a few people are going to be in the hot seat receiving the direct focus of the healing that will be sent by those both who are live and who are on the recording. And everybody will get plenty of healing regardless, because that's how the allies work it. So our setup will be the same at the beginning, fire up the mesa, do embodied awakening, and then we'll begin asking for volunteers. It'll be first come, first served, but not for a few minutes. So I invite you to go ahead and close your eyes, and we'll get rolling. I invite you to remain passive as I do this. Just if you feel energy moving in you, just let it move. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Kwichi. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, my own unconditional love and Christ consciousness, my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Angelic beings, please bless and protect us. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway. Apu, Shining Rock. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu Mount Mitchell. Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty, so if anyone would like to call in additional allies, as long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent, they're welcome here. So we'll leave a moment for those additional call-ins. Any allies that are not of high vibration and benevolent intent are being repelled. Any allies that are being admitted. All righty, feels good. Now let's all do embodied awakening so that we'll be at our very best to be a conduit for healing and receive it if we're in the hot seat, or receive it whether we're in the hot seat or not. So I invite you to, in a moment, we'll have you speak to your higher self and invite it into your body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Just feel your body and your energy first to get your baseline. And now, if you're willing, repeat after me, starting now, to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And relax, and just if you feel the energy moving, just let it move on its own. Otherwise, just let your breath come and go and feel what it's doing. You're in embodied awakening when all the following is true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Okay, it's feeling good. All right, just rest in that for a moment. I'm going to step away very briefly and I'll be right back. I will be with you energetically. Alrighty, thanks for your patience. It's pretty good here. I believe we're solid enough into embodied awakening, we can proceed. So, in a moment, we'll be first come, first serve. And whoever would like to be first in the healing circle to receive healing, that opportunity is available now. All you have to do is unmute yourself. You do have to be on the live call, and you do have to be willing to interact with me live and in person to receive this. So that's just clicking the air. So Laura, hi. So Laura, I am not hearing you. Are you speaking? So Laura, I see that your microphone is unmuted, but I can't hear anything. This is Laura Cleveland. So whatever needs to happen on your end, Laura, I can read chat, but that will not work for this. I need to be able to hear your voice. So if you can't get your mic working, I'll need to pick someone else. If your internet is not workable, then you could call back on the phone and maybe connect that way. The link, there was a phone link as well. So you might want to try that for the next round. I'm sorry, but it's just too awkward to try to do it all by text. However, we do have Cass and Jim unmuted. So Laura, if you can work out your vocal, then please come back on another round here. So it looks like Jim, hi.
Good evening. Yes, so I would like a physical healing. Okay. About 2 weeks ago, I received the COVID booster, and I'm still feeling very tired and fatigued from that.
Okay.
So I'd like to get more energy, more vitality, and get rid of whatever's dragging me down.
Okay. All right, give me just a second. I realize I forgot to get my notepad, and I take notes for this so I can make a description after. Give me just a second.
Absolutely.
Sorry about that. All right, let me just make a note here. And I need a different pen. This pen is terrible. Just a minute, I'll be right back. I'm sorry. All right. Okay. So again, thanks for your patience on that. Okay. So everyone, just a refresher on how this works. We're all going to be conduits, hollow reeds for Jim. We've done this event and similar events a lot. And what we've discovered is if we request the energy that serves as highest good and then be hollow reeds for it, it works a lot better than if we're actively visualizing or sending through our own efforts. So I do request that everyone live or on the recording just do the hollow reed process, which I will describe. And our experience suggests that that will be the very best outcome for the person in the middle. All right. So, Jim, are you ready?
Yes.
So, everyone, I invite you to repeat after me. Speaking to your higher self, spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Jim's highest good. May all challenging effects from his COVID booster be cleared and neutralized, including fatigue, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, this or something better. Thank you. Okay, that's enough words. Just relax now and just chill, be passive. And if you feel energy coming in your crown or at the front of your body, just let it go. And if not, just rest in breath awareness. But we got a nice current now. Starting to feel that, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, it's working, folks. So just again, if you're not accustomed to this method, please, just the more passive you are, the better it works. So just let your higher self run the energy through your human self, and Jim will get what he needs. If anyone's feeling any challenging energy run through them like I am, just let it come through. Some of us are being used as processing centers for his heavy energy. And as always, each of us will only have this experience to the extent that we can handle it, and none of us will be left with any debris. There, feel how the energy's gone steady state and it's kind of pulsing there, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good work. I have to add, I was at an ayahuasca retreat over the turn of the year. And in one of those ceremonies, out of the blue, I'd had the COVID booster also. And ayahuasca went in there and she neutralized the aspects of the booster that weren't serving me. And she left intact the parts that were. It was quite extraordinary to feel that happening in myself. So you're getting a very similar thing right now. And the fact that she already did it for me is making it easier for it to happen for you, I think. Yeah, are you feeling that heavy energy starting to come out your hands now and your feet?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Good. It's working. Yeah, she's still, I say she, the allies are still stirring stuff up a lot and they're just starting to drain it. So stay with us. Just stay passive and let them work. And everyone else, y'all are doing a wonderful job. It feels like a strong, clear flow. Good job being hollow reeds, people. Keep it up. Yeah, Jim, make sure you're just 100% passive here. Let the energy work itself. In fact, the allies are saying you can just drop to zero effort now if you're not there already. Just relax completely and they'll take it from here. Yeah, feel that holy fire there burning things out?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're doing good. They're having to work at this. This is not an easy fix. Just we need to give them enough time to get it done. So we can rest assured they're always working at the fastest rate possible that serves highest good. So we'll just relax and let them keep going here. Oh, interesting. Now there's bounce back healing to everyone live around the recording who's helping, and anyone who themselves has a COVID booster that needs any tweaking, it's getting tweaked for other people too. Again, nothing that we need or that will be helpful is being affected. But any element of a COVID shot that is not serving your highest good is now being neutralized for everybody on the call. Yeah, Jim, they're putting you into a deeper altered state now, it feels like. You feel more like energy than flesh, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just really open to that. Just let it happen. As so often happens, a deep altered state is actually necessary to get the full healing. So just let yourself be whatever they need you to be. Don't get attached to your current form. Yeah, Jim's getting his healing. There's a beautiful healing field for everyone already. I'm even getting a sense that even if people have not got a COVID shot, they're getting some COVID protection energy anyway. Which is really handy with that BA5 variant all over the place. It's been a while, but we used to do immunity boosting calls, which were really, you know, designed for COVID. And we're getting a little of that vibe right here. It feels to me, Jim, like they're getting you back in your body now. Does it feel that way?
I guess so.
Okay. Yeah, just let them ease you back into your physical body a little more.
All right.
Are you feeling any different relating to the symptoms you were talking about?
It's hard to tell sitting here without moving around.
Okay.
But yeah, I know a lot's happened. Yeah. Okay. So I assume it's all good. And yeah.
So if you move around, would you be able to tell?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well,
You want me to give
it? Yeah, I think that it feels to me like they've brought it to conclusion. Why don't you do whatever you need to do to see if it feels different now? Get us a reality check.
Yeah, that's better, quite a bit better.
Oh, good, good. Well done, everybody. All right, any last questions or anything?
No, just thank you. Thank you to everybody. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, and a quick note to Laura, who we couldn't hear. She typed, I'll try phone next time. What I'm suggesting, Laura, is go ahead and leave the call now on Zoom and immediately come back on the phone, and we can still work with you on this call today. So if you're able to do that, then we could still work you in. Okay, in the meantime, well done, everyone. We're off to a great start. Whoever would like to be next, just unmute yourself. And that's Joanne. Hi.
Hi. I've been noticing that my memory fails every once in a while.
Okay.
I'm thinking of something. I'm talking to my cousin on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of the word pendulum. I used to have a pendulum 30 years ago, and I worked with it, but I couldn't think of the word.
Right.
But I can think of things 50 years ago, or, you know, and I'm talking to my cousin about really old stuff. But I'm having this happen more often. So I don't know. I'm getting older, obviously. That could be part of it. But
would you be willing to say how old you are?
I'm 68.
Okay.
I'm 68.
Is there any history of mental challenge in your family, dementia or anything like that?
No, not that I'm aware. Most of my family don't live long enough to have that. My immediate family, my parents have both died at 75 and 77.
Okay.
Heart attack and cancer. Okay. So the answer is no, I'm not aware. But the reason it gets me because people used to call me the steel trap. I used to be a stockbroker. I could rattle off, you know, the ticker symbols and the PE ratios, and I had a computer brain, you know, and now I'm kind of going, wow, I can't think of stuff.
Okay.
But it comes up the next day. I can remember it like the next day or later, but.
All right. I understand. I have what I need in terms of the information, Joanne.
Okay. Okay.
Are you aware of the work of Dale Bredesen, MD? He wrote The End of Alzheimer's and other books on reversing Alzheimer's.
No.
Okay. let me put that in the chat for you and anyone else. Let me see.
How do you spell the name?
I'll get it in a second. I'm going to type it here.
Okay. So I can't see my chat on my phone, by the way. Okay. I don't know how to find it anymore. So okay,
I'm typing it just for everyone's information. So the book, his first book, the one that was a New York Times bestseller, is called The End of Alzheimer's. His name is Dale Bredesen, MD. The last name B-R-D-E-S-E-N, Bredesen. Okay. But if you just if you just search The End of Alzheimer's, it's the only book.
Got it.
Okay. He has at least two follow-ups. And I mentioned this here because a little over a year ago, I started having a little bit of mental decline too. And it scared the hell out of me because I really need to pray for all this, right? So I got turned on to his book and started doing deep research. And just by doing the protocols in his book, and just in a nutshell here, I've talked about this previously on calls, but I'll just recap it briefly. The way he describes it is, dementia is like a roof with 26 possible holes in it. And you have to start patching the biggest holes and get them all patched eventually. And if you simply follow the lifestyle recommendations in his book, which are all encompassing, will touch every area of your life, that could help a lot. If you're really serious and you can afford it, you would want to get with a functional medicine doctor who has been trained in his protocol, which is called RECODE. Which, let me type that in the chat as well. Just a minute. And the R, C, and D are capitalized. It stands for Reversal of Cognitive Decline, and the acronym is RECODE.
Okay. And
it's a very specific protocol that is what these doctors are trained in, and it is you know, dementia specific. So again, how deep, and now again, this gets expensive. These doctors charge, you know, the least expensive ones I found around here are $450 an hour. Some charge more.
Wow.
The supplements and testing, if you get serious, will cost you thousands of dollars, most of which will not be covered by most insurance. So it's a serious investment. But when I got into the situation, I thought, okay, if I don't have functionality, then I got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
My brain doesn't work. My life becomes worthless. So
whatever
it costs, it costs. So,
okay.
So anyhow, but even if you don't have a lot of money to spare, if you just get the books, just follow the dietary and lifestyle protocols, which are pretty straightforward for the most part, it can make a huge difference. And that alone might be enough to shift it back. So the key paradigm shift he offers is before his work, people assumed if you started getting dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever, there was no stopping it. It was only a matter of how fast. But your decline was like a done deal. What he's done is he's had clinically proven double-blind studies where he reversed cognitive decline, and people who had gotten to a certain level actually started recovering their mental faculties.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm far off the deep end now, but I mean, I feel it's every once in a while I try to remember something, I can't remember it, and you know.
Right. But these are some of the early symptoms of this. I mean, I'm not saying you're sure, but
these are
classic symptoms of early dementia.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I hope it isn't, but if I
were me too.
Just the fact that it's happening is enough to maybe go on alert and start making shifts to make sure you keep as much mental clarity as possible.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. It's just something that, I mean, you know, my physical health, I have had different problems and different things come up, obviously, in the last 3 years, but that was just something that was up. And then also I was going to say, in regard to this COVID, I had a very small COVID a couple times, like 3 day mild, whatever.
Yeah.
But I continue to have a cough and I can't get rid of it. And I don't know if it's allergies or part connected to COVID, but I had a cough with COVID. It's never left me. And now they say there's a long COVID. So as long as we're on COVID, you might hit that up too. I don't know. Do I have long COVID or is it an allergy? I don't know.
Those two things. The good news is the allies know better than we do what's up. And they Okay.
So those are the only things.
So we're going to call for you maximum mental clarity and clearing the cough. Does that sound good?
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
But giving that information felt like really important. And
Okay.
All right. So let's all get in line here for Joanne.
Can I share?
Janice, go ahead.
Yeah, you had brought this up a while ago, and I bought the book, and I've read about three quarters of that book, Joanne.
It is
genius, but I love reading this kind of stuff. He is so brilliant, and he's got such a great sense of humor.
Okay.
It is doable. He's just, and it's funny, in one of the chapters he says, my wife said, she wasn't interested in reading the chapters on specific research. So he said, if that's you, you can skip those two chapters and move on to the next one. And his other comment, which Benjamin just referred to, he said there, I think it was maybe 36 holes in the porch, the roof, whatever. And that a drug will only fill 4 of the holes. He said, what's the point? You know, the drug is not the answer, but there are answers to it. And Joanne, I'm having the same symptom. I think mine's a little worse because I can't find the word.
And
it drives me crazy. You know, I'm always talking and thinking and whatever, and it's not there. And it can come up in 30 minutes. It'll come up at night. It'll come up the next day. And I go, why couldn't you think of that? You know?
Right.
It's not easy, and I also think it's the EMF, electromagnetic waves, what's going on, 5G is really, I think it's hugely effective.
Yeah, you're making, thanks for your input there, Janice. You know, there's no end of challenging stuff happening to all of us. None of us is an ideal environment. So following the Bredesen protocol will help you in any event. I mean, I can't imagine. Well, there may be people who need particular diets for particular reasons beyond that, but I think generally speaking, anyone who as general, no particular dietary requirements, would do well to get on a diet like this. It's just, the thing is, the last thing I'll say before we do the healing is, apparently Alzheimer's and dementia begin working on you about 20 years before any symptoms arise.
Wow.
There's been all this stuff happening in the background, but your brain's been compensating well enough that it warrants it. But now if you're starting to develop symptoms, that means that like 20 years of behind the scenes stuff has finally gotten so bad that now it's showing, right?
Wow.
So I would take it pretty seriously, you know.
Okay.
Our brains, our functionality is kind of important.
Yeah, no kidding. It's more than just walking in a room asking, why did I come in here? It's more than that, you know?
Yeah. So, our brains are super important and we need to take care of them. And Brett shows us how. So I'm a big fan of it, anyhow.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Thanks. Okay. So,
thank you.
So now that we have done our mental work, let's do our energetic work. So everyone, let your mind rest a moment after all that input. Joanne, you just relax and get passive. So I invite everyone to repeat after me, starting now. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Joanne's highest good. May any symptoms of cognitive decline be reversed and healed. And may her cough be cleared. And may all this happen in a way that serves highest good of all. This or something better. Starting now, thank you. Okay, here it comes. So everyone now just relax, let all those words go, and just passively let yourself be pipeline, let your higher self run everything. Just if you feel it coming through, just feel it. If you don't, feel your breath come and go. Joanne, can you already feel that energy?
In my arms.
Good. Yeah, just let it come.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just relax and receive. Whoa.
Okay.
It's getting strong now. Yeah, that's a torrent. Y'all are doing great.
I feel like I'm in a rock tumbler.
Good.
Yeah. Yep.
The allies are singing, we will, we will rock you.
Rock you. Yeah, I'm getting rocked here, all right? Polished.
There you go.
All right.
All right, let that rise. You're getting holy fire also.
Feel something in my heart, my chest.
Good.
I don't know, something.
Yeah. Again, the great news is you don't have to understand what's happening, neither do any of us.
Right.
You just need to let it come in. Let the intelligence, the divine, handle everything, even if we pea-brained humans don't understand what's happening. It'll all work.
Yeah.
And now just let that energy pulse through your body. And once again, the healing field is now helping everybody. And this time it's more just customized for each person. So whatever healing each person live or on the recording for this event is needing, the energy is giving that as best it can. And Joanne, you release however it needs to release.
Okay.
Don't be shy. This is shamanism, not silent meditation, but it comes out when it needs to.
Right. Feeling like some major, like, heartburn kind of, something is coming up. I don't know. Something.
Good. Just let it come.
Okay.
Just feel it and let it run what it needs to do. Don't worry about what it is.
Blasting lava pits.
Sweet.
Sort of feels like a blasting a lava pit. Good. Whatever that is.
Just let me know if you need to go to the lavatory.
Not yet. Not yet. All right. Feels like it could blow out my chest, actually.
Well, they won't go quite that far.
Good. Okay. That's special.
Yeah, ayahuasca, thank you for being here and helping Joanne and all of us. Thank you, Mother Ayahuasca.
Yeah. Thank you, Grandma.
Gracias, Madrecita.
Yeah, it does feel like I'm on some drug trip. It's like energetically everything is going like that.
Well, that's necessary for the kind of healing you're getting.
Yeah, it's good. The
altered state is just right there with it.
Yeah. Very active.
Yeah. So everyone who's conduiting is doing a great job. Stay passive. Let it come through you. And as I'm sure you all feel, you're getting healing benefit as well. So everybody's getting what they need.
I could smell something. Really strong.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Shamanic healing is full of peculiar phenomena.
It smells like burning herbs or, you know, or something like pungent, really pungent.
Yeah, being on a call with a shaman I've worked with, and I smelled that burning incense like it was right there in the room with me, but it totally wasn't.
Yeah, it smells like something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're doing a little bit of a shamanic dismemberment right now, Joanna.
Good. Okay.
Just if you feel yourself coming into parts energetically, just let that happen.
Yeah, okay.
They need to take you apart, and then they'll put you back together better.
Perfect.
You'll be the $6 million woman.
I'll take it. I'd love to look like that.
We can build her. Yeah.
Go for it. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so just relax into being pure awareness right now. Don't worry about the form.
Okay. I dropped a zero effort.
Good.
When I allow.
Okay, now they're putting you back together. So now it's time for the rememberment.
Remembering is good too. I remember it.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
It feels like you're back in one piece again. It feels like they might be done. How are you feeling?
Feels like I'm inside of an egg, and it's like, you know how your heart goes in and out and in and out? But this whole egg is like going in and out and in and out. So I don't know if that means I'm done or I'm cooking. I don't know.
Well,
it's like it's beating. It's like live beating.
Well, my sense is they're complete with your process.
Okay.
So does that feel okay to you?
Yeah, it's just, I'm just telling you, I just feel like I'm vibrating. Like a whole big, all of me is like vibrating, like inside of an egg. That's
cool.
That's what it feels like. I don't know what that means. But.
All right, just to enjoy it.
Okay.
Okay. And as always, anyone we work on, if they need to just do their thing and not be a conduit for anyone else on the call, that's okay, if that's necessary.
I don't really feel like I'm in a body. I feel like I'm in an egg, like I'm in a laboratory being hatched something. I don't
know. Well, you go through your process and we'll move on
to
the person, okay?
Okay. Thank you all.
Well done, everyone.
Thank you.
So I'm noticing we have a phone caller on the list. I'm wondering if that's Laura. So Laura, if that's you on the phone, if you'd please hit *6 to unmute yourself. I'd love to work with you if that's you. But if that phone caller is someone else, then.
Hi. Yes, it's me.
All right. Yay. We can do it. I'm glad you got back in so we can hear you. Well done.
Yes.
Okay. So Laura, how can we help you tonight?
So I have a chronic condition with my stomach that I've had a long time, and my new doctor wants to do a test, and so I have an appointment in a few weeks, but I just feel like I don't think it's going to give me the answers that I want, and so I'm wanting an answer of whether I should do this test or not.
So you don't actually want healing tonight? You just want an answer?
I mean, I've had this thing for so long. I can ask for healing. I don't know how far it would get me, but I definitely need to know whether I need this test or not.
Okay. Let me feel into this. Do you know how to do muscle testing to get a yes or no answer for dowsing?
Can I do it on myself?
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
No, I've had other people do it on me, like a chiropractor or something.
Okay. All right. So what I'm called to do is let's do the, are you open to receiving energetic healing for the stomach condition just to see if it'll help?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that first, and then my guidance is that at the end, let's do the dowsing and see what we get. Okay. So so are you willing to tell us a tiny bit more about what the stomach condition is? Is that permissible?
I think it's acid reflux. I mean, that's, you know, it's it's definitely acid reflux, but it's not, you know, it's not a normal acid reflux.
Okay. All right. So that's sufficient for us to work. Okay. So at this point right now, are you feeling it at this moment?
Well, I have gum in my mouth too.
All right.
So, did not feel it.
So at this point, you don't know if it's happening at this time?
Oh, I know. I was having it earlier, so that started chewing gum.
Okay, so maybe for our purposes, you should remove the gum. If you're okay with that.
Yeah.
So with the gum out, can you feel at this moment whether there's any acid reflux symptoms right now?
Yeah.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's rate it on a 0 to 10. 0 is no symptom at all. 10 is just over the top excruciating. How intense would you rate it on a 0 to 10 right now?
Since I've been chewing the gum, I guess it's like maybe a 4 right now.
Okay. All right, so at this moment, it's a 4 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So just feel that for a moment and just really tune into how it feels right now. Not judging or changing anything, just reading it as it is. And let me know when you can really feel the sensation at this moment.
Yes, I can feel it.
Okay. All right. And are you willing to receive healing for it? So are you willing to receive healing for this condition?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you now just become passive. And let the energy come to you, and the rest of us will help out. So, everyone, so please repeat after me, Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Laura's highest good. May her challenging stomach condition be completely healed to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better, starting now. Thank you. Okay, release the words and just go conduit. Relax and let the energy flow through you. And Laura, you just please relax and just, can you feel that energy coming in, Laura? So Laura, if you spoke, I could not hear you.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can feel it.
Okay, good. All right, so you just relax and let it do its thing. So you, it's really important that you be completely passive. That means you're simply feeling what's happening on its own. Don't use any effort or willpower or visualizing. Just really be chilled out completely and let everything be done for you by the energy, okay? Yeah, good. So they're already flushing. Feel that stuff flushing out your feet there and your hands? Was that a yes or a no?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Good. All right, so you just let it flush, and they're going to heal that up the best they can. We can never guarantee a particular outcome, but they're usually pretty good. So you just relax and let them take care of whatever needs taken care of there. And as always, neither you nor us need to know exactly what it is or exactly what's being done. We just need to be conduits, and you just need to be receptive. So let's just feel what happens. Yeah, it feels to me like you're doing a very good job of just being relaxed and open and allowing. It may get intense and it may get uncomfortable, but it will never overwhelm. So you can open fully, Laura, to the experience and just let him run it. Your body needs to shake or vibrate or tremble if you need to make sound or cry or move in a certain way. Anything's fine as long as no one gets hurt. And just let anything be initiated spontaneously.
Feeling some heat.
Good. Holy fire, baby. Enjoy it. Yeah, Saint Germain is helping out right now. Thank you, Saint Germain. I believe you're experiencing his purple flame. And I see Archangel Michael in there in the mix too. So you're getting a lot of help. Just relax and enjoy it. Laura, do you now feel more like energy than flesh?
Maybe half and half.
Good. Yeah, they're moving you into the altered state transition so they can do deeper work. So just allow yourself to shift self-perception. Just whatever you feel like you're becoming, just let it happen. They're going to give you whatever experience you need to optimize the healing process. And once again, the allies are healing everybody for whatever they need. So even as the rest of us are relaxing and working as hollow reeds, each one of us is simultaneously receiving healing for ourselves. So everybody wins. There's a little bit of effort in the field from somebody. I don't know if you're live or on the recording, but anyone who's doing effort, please release that and just, if you're not Laura, just relax and be the conduit. If you are Laura, just chill and receive. Remember, these allies can do this way better than any of us humans can. So just let them run the show here. Mm-hmm, nice. Hey, Laura, just let that energy flush out your hands and your feet. Let yourself be whatever kind of state you're in. Just relax into it. Okay, they're starting to integrate you back into your body there, Laura. Just let them gently ease you in. They're going to bring in as much of this altered state as serves your highest good. So just give them a moment to settle you back in and integrate these energies as much as serves highest good. Okay, Laura, it feels to me like they're settling you back into your body pretty nicely. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. How's the, on that 0 to 10, how does the stomach feel now?
It feels about the same.
So still about a 4?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you want to try self-dowsing and see what answer you get on the test?
Sure. How do I do that?
All right. So the simplest method is, can you stand up and still stay on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. So stand up and just get in a comfortable stance. The idea is that it's just as easy for you to lean forward or back.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're in a stance where it, leaning back or leaning forward is just as easy either way.
Okay.
So now ask your allies, please show me a yes. And then just relax and see whether you lean forward or back.
I lean forward.
Good. Okay, so come back to center.
Okay.
And now ask them to show you a no. See which way that leans.
I lean back.
That's it. Okay, so stand up. Are you willing to get the answer about the test?
Yes.
So now ask them, should I get this stomach test?
They said no.
Okay. Well, I'm a big fan of trusting my own inner guidance. So if you want to repeat that a time or two on your own, just to verify that, you know, our energetic influence wasn't warping the answer, then my own way of being is I trust my intuition above all else. And if my guides tell me a certain thing, then I go with it.
Okay.
So again,
thank you.
You're welcome. So again, I can't dispense medical advice, and I'm definitely not telling you not to get the medical test personally.
Right.
I'm just giving you a method to check your own inner guidance, and of course, you're responsible for whatever you do or don't do with that information. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Understand.
All right. So I hope that was helpful.
It was. Thank you.
Cool. All right. All right. Thank you so much, Laura. It's a pleasure to have you on the call. All right. We're going to wrap up at half after, but we've got time for, let me see. Yep, the odds are saying there is time for one more person in the hot seat. They'll continue working the group at the same time as they happen, so everyone will get plenty of healing as conduits. So one more person, if anyone would like to be next in the hot seat, just unmute yourself and jump on in. Janice, hi.
I would, yeah.
All right, how can we help you?
I'm going to sound like Joanne and Mara.
That's fine.
I have stuff going on cognition-wise as well as my GI tract. I think I have parasites.
Okay.
And also from my car accident, it's not diagnosed, but I don't need a doctor to diagnose it. It's like a hiatal hernia. Mm. So ever since the car accident, I just keep belching, and sometimes it burns.
Okay. All right. With all you got going on, maybe we should just ask for a highest good healing. That's a lot of stuff. Is that okay? So let me just check the other. Yeah, they're saying that would be best. So they promise nothing important will get shortchanged if we just go the general healing route. So you're okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So this one's easy, folks. So Janice, you just relax and close your eyes. Wow. Feel that energy that's already there for you? That's amazing. Okay. So everybody else, just repeat after me, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me. For Janice's highest good. May she receive all the healings that serve her highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, everybody just relax and be conduit. Janice, you just relax and receive, and we'll see what happens. Wow, everyone's receiving healing already. So everyone just relax and let yourself be a conduit even as you receive your own healing energy. And Janice will get plenty of her own as well. Hey, Janice, feel that heavy energy coming out your feet?
Yes.
Good. So you just relax and they'll flush out what doesn't serve you there. I'm feeling a lot of energy in your lower pelvis, lower hips. I'll just let them work whatever they're doing in there. Kind of like the lower 25% of your torso is where I'm feeling it. And just let yourself dissolve into light. Yeah, they want you as a being of pure energy right now, so just allow that transition. Good. Sweet. Are you getting a pretty strong bliss effect there, Janice?
Yes.
Yeah, so just relax into that. Let yourself be energy. The eyelids are spreading around a lot of heavy energy, so if you'll feel it coming through you, just let it come through, whoever's feeling it. You know, the energy is stabilized, and just let yourself be in that stasis state for a moment. Sweet space. Just enjoy that. I'm feeling a lot of bliss and a lot of energy flushing all at the same time. Yeah, still a lot of stuff coming at your feet. Just let them keep flushing that. Sweet, sweet space. Everyone just rest in that. Okay, Janice, they're easing you back into your physical body again. Just let them do that for you. Okay, that feels like you're back. Janice, do you feel like you're present back in your physical body now?
I'm not sure.
My sense is you are, but it feels really different. It feels more like energy now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's your body, but you're a lot more awakened now. And it's a different perception. The more awake you are, the more the physical stuff, including your body, feels like energy. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well done. Okay. Does anything feel different from the work there?
Not sure. I did have a visualization. Uh-huh. It was like I was giving somebody in spirit, one of the spirit guides, a dark package.
Hmm.
You know, just handing it over. And I said, momentarily, I said, oh, that's my suffering.
Good.
And then at the end, I went, huh? Somebody said, happy birthday.
Huh.
I went, oh?
Well, maybe it's more of a happy rebirth day kind of thing. We'll
yeah.
See.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Wow. Yeah, well done, folks. All right. Thank you, Janice. Do you feel complete?
Yes.
Right, good. Thank well done. You. And we got just about 5 minutes for any comments anyone wants to throw in as a conduit person. So anyone who wants to jump in and you know, comment or ask a question about anything we've done here tonight or type it in the chat, it's all welcome. So the floor is open for any of that. We're not. Oh, Joanne, hi.
Hi. I was going to comment that perhaps, like with all of the energies coming to the planet, like all the different Schumann resonances and solar flares and all this new light, high energy coming to the planet. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like maybe that's shifting our bodies around that, you know, that, I don't know, like, are we integrating it fast enough or what? I mean, because there are days that I just feel like resting, like I can't think straight or I don't feel like doing anything. Do you think that has something to do with the flow of the light coming to the planet right now and high Schumann resonances and, I mean, all that chaos and stuff? Is that affecting us?
I would certainly say that's in the mix for sure.
Okay.
But yeah. What degree and for each person, you know, each person's mind may vary as to how that stuff affects them.
Right. I've heard many people say that, you know, they don't even want to talk on the phone. They kind of like just want to be by themselves a lot.
Yeah.
I have felt that way. And I have a buzzing in my ears a lot. Hmm. And then some days I don't have it. But I'm feeling like a lot more energy all the time. Like I'm feeling all kinds of energies all the time.
Good.
I don't know. Is that a positive thing or is that just shifting in the planet and I just feel it more? I'm not sure, but
positive is kind of a judgment, you know?
Okay. Well, as an empath, I feel a lot of different stuff, but yeah. I'm just saying that by me feeling more and more of the energy, is that like, am I becoming more awakened or
I would say, it's an axiom. The more awakened you are, the more you perceive of reality.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're going to feel all of it, whether the energy is higher or lower.
Okay. Got it.
But I love to say, the more awakened you are, the more you can empathically feel all that and experience no suffering.
Right. Okay.
You can just experience it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's all fine. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking about how are we, like even with 5G and all the different things, I had to get a new phone because my old phone wouldn't pick up the signals right or some deal. I don't know. But, and then, you know, having the phone, I don't want the phone anywhere near me. I keep it in the other room, you know, because I'm feeling it. I even put a little copper thing wire on the back of it, a little device. And I'm just feeling like it feels like being bombarded by new energy waves or something is what it feels like.
You know, it may help to use a Bluetooth headset if you're out talking and keep the phone a little bit away from you. That would because, you know, what phones do, of course, is that you get them next to your head that uses your head as an antenna. Okay.
Right.
And that's where all the stuff comes in. So if you can get a little distance between you and the phone.
I have earbuds with that long white string plugged into my phone. Is that a Bluetooth?
No, if there's a physical cord, then it's not Bluetooth.
Oh, just the ones that don't have the cord attached? Is that what you're talking about?
Correct. Bluetooth is a non-cord device.
Got it. Okay. Okay, good to clarify.
But actually, if your cord's long enough, having a cabled headset is even better.
Yeah. It's farther away. Okay.
Well, not because of distance, it's because the Bluetooth itself carries a certain frequency, and you know that might be some people too.
Okay. I'm not all technically minded about this. I only know it's like I usually try to keep it away from me, you know.
Yeah, but I would trust what you're feeling. If the thought near you feels weird, then try to, you know, keep it a little distant from you the best you can. Yeah.
In the other room, and I keep it turned off a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good strategy too. So whatever works.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no 100% safe zone on the planet anymore. So it's just a matter of relative to how much exposure we're getting to stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was just thinking it's interesting. A lot of people often have the same symptoms of stuff. I'll talk to a girlfriend and she's experiencing exactly what I've been going through. Mm-hmm. And I go, wow. And she's like 20 years younger than I or something. You know, it's like, wow. So I'm thinking that it's got to be in the energy field somewhere.
I'd say that's true, at least to a significant degree. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. All right.
Thank you.
Good questions, Joanne. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So it is 9:30 and I don't want to go much past our 90 minutes, but if anyone else has an urgent question or comment, throw it out now, if you would. Something that just has to be answered tonight or addressed tonight. Last call for anything at all before we close. All right, looks like we're good. Thank you all so much. That was awesome. So I'm going to take a moment, close the mesa, and we'll wrap it up. Pachamama Mamakia. Wirakocha Inti Kwichi Thank you, allies, so much for this beautiful experience. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Or I ask that. And regarding everyone else, I ask that you stay with them to the greatest extent that serves their highest good. Thank you, allies. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Whew. All right, that is it. So if anyone's available tomorrow night at 8, we're going to do our monthly astrology call. I'll give a brief forecast for the month, and then we'll open it up to individual chart interpretations, just quickie readings for folks. It's all free. Well, it's included in your membership. I usually charge $3 a minute for this stuff, so just another of your awesome Awakening Plus benefits. So join us tomorrow night if you can. And as you probably saw from the announcement I sent out, I think it was yesterday, there's two new events this month. Next week we have office hours on Tuesday, I believe, from 1 to 3 EDT. Just pop in and chat about whatever. It's not recorded. So if you have something you want to get addressed and don't want the whole rest of the membership hearing it, it's a good opportunity. And at the very end of the month, we have another new event where we each do custom invocations with the support of the group. We're all doing them at the same time. just the whole group's doing it and it's supported. So I'll be fascinated to see how that goes. So new stuff and old stuff too. So a very rich month. Thanks all for being here. Thanks for being in Awakening Plus, and good night.